And now, it's time for Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin, stepping in here on a beautiful Southern California morning here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup with Mr. Ron Lane from Fast Lane Kayak. We're going to have some talking about some kayak fishing, stand-up paddleboards, big tuna fishing, and a lot more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habits, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
If you get back to the launch ramp and need extra power to run your electric tool or charge a battery, your San Diego County Ford dealer has the answer. The Ford F-150 truck now has available Pro Power on board to use your truck as a mobile generator. You will find this amazing feature on the Ford F-150 truck so useful in many different ways. What about powering a fridge or freezer to get your fish home? Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores. Where the future is for everyone.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
All right, good morning, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, I think I have a hangover from yesterday, man.
Your voice is a little cracky. You talked to a lot of people at Tackle Day yesterday. You were busy.
Oh, it was so good. They were just busy down there, period. But what a great
Like a huge deal. Crowd.
Huge, yeah.
Huge, and the deals were unbelievable. The crack-up was when the curtain went down on the outside booth, watching the people rush for the Mad Max.
Oh,
it
man.
Was like, oh my God, buy two, get one free. And I mean, they were gone. I wouldn't Brandon say in like 20 seconds.
I don't know. There was a lot going on. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
The only one there wasn't Ron.
Yeah. Where was Ron? He was at Fastlane.
Busy.
Yeah.
Yeah. We actually been selling a lot of kayaks. And yesterday we delivered one of the sailing ones, the Tandem Island.
Such a cool boat.
Oh, it is really cool. Yeah. I mean, it's like a kayak sailboat and it just folds down real small. And the guy had got a little trailer he built himself, and it fit perfect. It went right on there.
And people fish on those too, right?
Oh, they do. Yeah. Well, it's a perfect trolling speed.
Yeah.
You know, so you could launch a boat, you know, hit it out to La Jolla Shores and just go straight out to the point and keep going.
So describe it. It's a regular Hobie kayak with pedals and everything.
Oh, yeah. It has two. Yeah, two.
It's a tandem.
Tandem.
Yeah.
And it has these amas that fold in or out.
Mm-hmm. Like a trimaran.
It is a trimaran. It is a trimaran, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the mainsail is a roller furling mainsail. The battens are round and has a real high aspect sail, no boom. So it's very comfortable, very easy to sail. And, you know, just every time we get them, it's like getting them has been the problem. Oh. Every time we get them, they're sold.
They're gone.
Yeah, and so you said the mainsail, so it has a jib, too?
No, no jib. But they do. You know, as you've owned the boat a while, sometimes you're going to do tours with it. Like we would sail down from Long Beach and do stops down. We also sailed from Oceanside down. But they have a spinnaker, an asymmetrical spinnaker you can add to it. So you look like one of the big boys.
How fast are they just with the main?
You know, it's a quick boat. It's not something that, you know, it's going to be like a regular catamaran.
No, it's not going to be super fast.
But pretty darn fast for a small boat like that.
How fun.
Yeah, and you can car top them. So,
really?
Yeah, so we have a few of those left in stock, which just blows my mind because people have been waiting for them for months.
Yeah.
And we finally got them.
Yeah, I mean, there was...
Supply issues were kind of the theme this year.
It's a different day here today than it was 1 year ago, right?
Oh, yeah. I've got product now.
Yeah.
1 year ago, it was like, oh, man, I got to get into hoarding mode. I was buying anything Hobie made, I'd buy.
Yeah, because they've just been so successful with their products. And it blows everything else away.
You know, one thing that's not really said much is here's a company that's been in business for years. I mean, 60 years of building products for water toys. They are the most legit water toy company, and I know about water toys.
Yeah,
and
you sell fun.
Yeah, and so here they are trying to keep us in business all during that pandemic.
Yeah,
the supply issues. They spent so much money flying in parts. I mean, I don't think they made a dime.
Yeah,
but they kept us in business so that we had our clients. Not you know. People waited a long time for boats, but we got them. So
yeah.
I was really proud of them for doing that.
Yeah.
And they really stuck by their dealers.
Shows what a great company they are. It,
that's true.
Yeah, and a great product, too, right?
Well, those engineers up there, I don't see anything anywhere else at any giant show, you know, where I go to all the, you know, the like I was up, we were out at Florida looking at all the new products at the ICAST show.
Yeah.
And nothing comes close. I don't see it.
You mean with other companies?
That's right.
Oh, I can tell you that, Ron. I mean, from a consumer end, I've been hearing about the pedal power for years, right? And I've got two kayaks, but they're both paddle. And experiencing
that... Well, you are kind of an old-school guy.
Well, I love having fun, right? But, I mean...
Yes, you do. I've witnessed that.
Right?
You were out on that kayak for 12 hours on the island.
Well, that was a couple years ago, right? So that was the first time I had the chance to experience that, and it is a world of difference. I mean, I experienced it from the other end before, where I would think I was an Olympian trying to paddle, and the Hobie guy was so calm and cool and fishing at the same time next to me, outdoing me. Like, and I'm trying to be all cool without the sweat running off my forehead, right?
Yeah.
But you know, it's
amazing how fast, Ron.
Yeah, the part that really gets me and why it's so good is just the way you can position your boat when you're in structure or on a big fish. And when you get bit by that yellowtail out at La Jolla and you're taking that sleigh ride, it's amazing that you can pedal with it. You can make sure you keep line on. You're steering with your handle. I have gone down groundswells, you know, riding these fish out. And, it's amazing to me how nimble they are and how you can position yourself.
And how easily you can pop it in reverse. Just by the ripcord, you pull the string and you're in reverse.
I got so many boiler rock stories on Cedros Island with those darn reversers that saved my bacon.
Yeah, now you're like, talking.
So we had that Islander kayak trip in September, the rescheduled one, and Corey went and Ron and I, we all went, and we had some weather. I mean, it was windy. I mean, in the morning it was beautiful, and then progressively as the day went on, the windier got. It's amazing how well those kayaks. We were in Outbacks, right? Amazing how well those kayaks handled that weather.
Yeah.
I mean, I was pretty impressed. It's like, man, it's getting with it out here. But
how about Harry Walker? He was out for 12 hours.
Yeah. Well,
I saw Harry yesterday too at the event. But you know what? he was out there. He made sure that he was the last,
last one
in.
Yeah, yeah.
I think he
wasn't happy when he got on the boat, but you know.
I think he. I don't know what he was thinking.
Yeah.
But he
toughed it out.
I packed it in an hour.
At 82 years old, man. Yeah, yeah. But my point is those things can handle weather if it comes up. You can pedal, you can paddle, you can do whatever you need to do. To get back to where you need to go.
And comfortable.
And comfortable. Yeah. Because of those seats, right? The new kayaks are all different.
Yeah, that was a game changer in the kayak world, was the new seats. And that came out 2015.
Yeah.
And then the reverse came out, and then the new Outback in 2019. And then they also came out with kick-up fins. We used to, you know, when we'd forget and hit something in the shallows, we might bend a mast on one of the Mirage Drive fins, but now they just kick up, and as you pedal away, they'll just lock back in.
Yeah.
So there's been those engineers at Hobie have been working on things. It's like, how do you fix something that you don't think's broke? They keep pushing the ball forward.
Making it better and better and better.
Better and better.
And so, those pull out so easy, too. I mean, I'm speaking from a rookie, kind of, and only in the rookie division because I had never pedaled the kayak until I got in the Outback with the pedal drive, and they pull out so easy.
Yeah.
It's called
click and go.
It's literally.
It's almost too easy.
Yeah.
You kind of think, I got to do something else.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I better lock it in
safely.
Better.
Yeah. They do lock in safely, though.
Oh, yeah. Click and go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super easy.
Yeah. So now, Corey, you actually brought your fins and snorkel and mask on the boat and jumped off and did a little snorkeling because the water was super warm when we were there.
Man, yeah.
What's it like getting in and out of the kayak from snorkeling?
Super easy.
Super easy.
I mean, if you've ever fallen out of one, you know how difficult it could be, right?
Yeah.
But
fortunately, I've never fallen out of one, knock on wood.
Right. And I haven't either. I only know from diving. But you grab the other side of the kayak and get a leg in and get your other leg
just
in.
Just kick in.
The way they tell you to do it, and there's a little formula.
Yeah.
It's called belly, butt, feet.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you reach across the kayak, you pull yourself up till your belly button is in the middle of the boat, then you turn over on your butt, then you bring your feet in.
Oh, okay.
That lifting your leg up is just not good for most of us.
Yeah. No.
I don't bend that well anymore.
But do you actually have, free diving is so popular now. Do you have actual free divers that use kayaks to go hit their destinations?
You bet.
Take a little anchor, put it out.
I've seen it for sure.
And I think what's cool about that is you can move from spot to spot without killing yourself, but you also have your kayak with your dive flag as your marker. So you could cover, you know, a couple hundred feet around it. It's not disturbing the sea bass or whatever you're
and
after.
Yourself.
And you're protected from boats, you know. I mean,
at least they know there's somebody around.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, you see an empty kayak and you see the dive flag. And it's a safety factor.
Yeah. Now let's talk about Ron Lane, the fisherman on the long range boats and the bluefin killer.
I couldn't believe this.
Ron put on a clinic on the Shogun. Oh, man.
Ron always puts on a clinic.
Boy, that's so not true. I am such a blessed kook. I have all these friends that really know what to do. And they go, you're going on the Shogun? Well, Chris Minnick comes over. Dr. Chris gives me all the intel. What's going on? The guy fishes every week somewhere. And he gives me all these things to do. And I got to tell you, anytime that guy tells me something to do, that's what I do.
Yeah.
I mean, three years ago, he handed me this weird looking lure and he says, Ron, I go, are you pranking me? This thing looks like a hula girl. You know, it had all those little assist hooks with glowy things and hula skirts. And so I used it, and it worked so well. Everybody's trying to copy my lure.
Got a big old bluefin.
Oh, I caught a big old one that year.
Yeah.
That big one.
Yeah. Well, you caught a good one this year, too, like 125.
And that was on the other thing he told me to do.
Yeah, the Brawler rig, the drop shot.
The drop shot. How confusing is that? The guys are, I'm on a fish, you know, and the thing's spooling me, and they're going, what'd you use? What'd you get it on? Where, you know, I'm going, a dropper? No, it's not a dropper loop. It's a
drop shot.
They got to get a better name for that.
Well, that's what it is, though. It's a freshwater thing, right?
It's the craziest thing. I would never think in my wildest world that that would work, because you want the sardine or you're offering a bait to be able to run, right?
Right.
But you're using an 8 to 10-ounce sinker at the bottom. You're a hook that has a ring.
Right.
So you can tie your main line to the ring.
That's right.
Directly to the hook.
Right.
No leash at all. And then your sinker directly on the bottom of
the ring.
Of the ring. So you have two different knots to the hook. And it's just crazy. You
and then try to get these. Oh man, that bait we had on that boat was great.
Yeah,
those unbelievable.
Really
Everingham
good.
Brothers. I mean, yeah. Connor spent extra time at the bait receiver at Everingham Brothers, and boy,
it was really worth it.
Yeah,
we turned that bait over upside down, and the way you put the hook in, you know, when you got that. It's crazy to try to get it up through and through that bone
from the bottom to the top,
right?
So that it's not flailing on its way down,
right?
And it pins that mouth looking good, you know. And I think the key to that was in the time I used it, the first time I ever used it, first drop, it was where the you know everybody's pretty busy on the boat with fly lining, and there's tangles, and
yeah.
I try to avoid tangles. That's what Chris says. Try to avoid tangles. I think you called it the penalty box.
The penalty box.
When you get it, he called it his perfect name for it.
Because it's taking time away from the rail.
That's right.
It is.
And so I grabbed this thing, and I pinned it on, and I dropped it down. And the key was, you heard Captain Connor go, hey, I'm seeing stuff at 240. Well, my line was marked. I dropped right down to 240, and I put it in gear, and bam, I'm going, well, that was quick.
on the drop shot rig.
On the drop shot rig.
So crazy.
And I had lost a lot of spectra on my Talica 16 because we fished rockfish the day before. And so I didn't think that'd be an issue. But, man, when that thing was peeling that line off, it became an issue.
Yeah.
How about that feeling you get when you're about spooled out, you know you got a good fish, and you got deckhands all around telling you what to do and how to do it, and it's like, oh, this is high pressure.
But this is important. Now, how did they stop that fish? How did you stop that fish?
Well,
this is important. This is something that people need to know. If you're getting spooled, it actually works.
Well, that bringing that tip up real high.
Like almost like bringing the reel to your chest.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, those deckhands on the Shogun, they were awesome.
They were great.
They really helped.
So help me out here. So by holding the rod straight up.
It increases your drag.
Which makes sense, right? I mean, the rod's at a bend, and it's not the line peeling off the reel.
Right.
And
I had it up, and they said, no, you've got to stop that fish. And they got real aggressive, you know. And
it worked. Amazing. And it worked on that. You were down to, like, almost nothing, right?
Oh, yeah.
And it turned the fish.
What stopped him, and then it was like, okay, Ron, push the button, low gear,
and
still couldn't turn it.
Wow.
Yeah, and then they actually, part of that technique is just how and when to pull.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rock of the boat helps you. They got me stable. I was actually using the winch on the bow to put the tip up. And, you know, to get that leverage. And then they said, see that little area there? Put your knee over there to stabilize you. I'm going, oh, this is great. Why didn't I think of that?
That's like the crews on the long range boats are just,
oh yeah,
they're experts.
Oh, no, I don't catch any of those fish without their help.
No, they're really, really
good. That's why when you said, Ron, you caught that big one. No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Without them, no fish.
Yeah.
Big tangles.
But no one fish. Of the things we learned yesterday from Captain Bill Cavanaugh was about that, the Brawler rig or the drop shot rig. Brawler rig comes from Matt Brawler, who runs the San Diego, and he kind of created it, I guess, on the San Diego.
Right.
And they were getting them. Remember that period of time where, like, San Diego was just, like, beating everybody up?
I remember Matt talking about it on the show.
On the show. Yeah. And it was like, what are you doing? And they let the secret out.
Yeah. You're not scoping out.
Well,
you know, you're straight down where the metering fish.
No,
and
the
you're
big,
there quick.
That's the key. That's what Captain Cavanaugh was saying, is that the problem with using a long leader on a regular sinker rig is that if you don't let that down very, very slowly, it tangles all up.
Instantly.
It tangles up instantly, yeah. This thing, you can let down pretty quickly and get down to 240 feet or wherever the fish are and not have a tangle.
Yeah, that's what Chris said. He said, let it down, not just drop straight down, but about 75% speed of your normal drop.
Yeah.
And he says, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
I'm going, crazy,
so it works.
So you're right down there, right when they're metering. Yeah. The guys aren't just hanging out under the boat.
And by pinning the sardine from the bottom to the top, it's
just right there.
Perfect. Present.
Yeah. And when that fish came in, and that little hook was perfectly in its right
circle where hook,
right in the jaw.
Yeah.
And I'm going, oh, this is good. Yeah. Now I see why I got this.
Slick stuff.
Well, as you can hear, it's not just about kayaks today. We've got Ron Lane, the bluefin expert here, and a whole bunch more. I can tell you this. He just likes to have fun, and he likes to fish because I fish with him a lot, and he enjoys fishing, and he's got the knowledge.
One of the things that makes fishing more fun is learning. If you're not learning, if you're not improving, it's not, you're not stoked.
Or at least leaving yourself open to learning.
Right. Right.
Learning something new.
When we went fishing, when Corey went with us on my boat.
I learned a lot from Corey.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a giant individual that fishes the boat like the smallest guy. It was like a ninja on the boat. I couldn't believe it. I've said that to other people,
You're
too.
You're killing me.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, so enough about me. We do have a great show ahead of us, and we're going to have fun. And Ron's 125-pound bluefin, all the new stuff from Hobie, all this crazy stuff going on. Join us. Give us a shout. Give us a call at 213-432-1090, or you can text us via the app. Maybe you have a bluefin question, a Hobie kayak question for Ron, or anything to continue on with the show here. Maybe you were at yesterday's event.
Tackle Day.
And you've got something to share with us. You learned there. So you can text us via the app, only through the app. It's a free download, super easy. In fact, after I go home today and get to working, I'm going to listen to yesterday's show.
It was a good one.
Yeah,
for sure. Live from Tackle Day.
Listen to that via the app. Super cool. So, again, give us a call, 213-432-1090. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Talk about Brawlo, right?
Yeah.
The Brawlo rig.
Yeah, you get to go fishing with Brawlo.
Right, exactly. So we're going to flip a coin. We're going to have Ron flip a coin at the end of the show, and that's going to determine whether it goes to the texter or to the caller. Again, a full-day trip on the San Diego out of C4. Give us a call, 213-432-1090. We're going to be right back. More from Ron Lane and Hobie when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090. ESPN Radio.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Everyone is always looking for the new hot lure. You know, the ones that are really putting fish on the boat. Right now, the bluefin tuna bite is on, and the Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim are getting the job done. The Pop Orca features Shimano's unique bubble chamber, an open mouth design based on how a jet engine turns low pressure into high pressure. The bubble chamber forces water through the chamber and shoots it out of the top of the lure to create more commotion than conventional popper style lures. This unique design makes Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim much easier to work with than conventional poppers. With through wire construction and high tensile strength hooks, Shimano's Pop Orcas can stand up to large bluefin tuna. Plus, Shimano's Jet Boost technology helps anglers increase casting distance so you can reach the foamer easier. The Shimano Pop Orca and Pop Orca Slim. Get them now at your local Shimano dealer. Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The new Brutus Pacific Pro from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Pacific Pro by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at better fishing stores near you.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing for the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and having so much fun in studio with Ron from Hobie and Fastlane Sailing Center
and Kayak. Yeah, and I got to tell you, you just heard a great spot from AFCO. Got Robbie,
Robbie
and the guys were all there from AFCO. Great to see them. But check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. There's a fantastic article about fishing the Sea of Cortez, and they actually made a feature film about that. Fishing that giant cabrilla down there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And it's there's an article about it and then a link that you can actually see that feature film in this week's edition of Western Outdoor News. The other thing that's in there is the talk about that amazing bluefin fishing off of San Francisco and Morro Bay and Central
Isn't that
Coast.
Crazy?
It's unbelievable. I mean, giants. I mean, look at these guys catching huge fish off of Morro Bay and Shelter Cove and, you know, Santa Cruz and
it's so amazing, seriously, what this fishery has become. I mean, and when Tim Ekstrom was in here, I had questions for him, but it's like I'm so consider myself uneducated or whatever. I just don't know how to ask him. Like, I mean,
yeah,
it's amazing that there's like new fish being added to the back.
Yeah.
I don't know how to say it. It's just a really cool thing.
It's pretty amazing. So check it out. This week's edition of Western Afternoon is always loaded with great info. And if you don't subscribe, you know, can get it online at wellnews.com. They actually have their Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament this weekend, too. So you'll be able to next week find out who all the winners were for that big
crazy
famous tournament.
All through Western
Afternoon. I think they had like 150 boats in that tournament.
Amazing.
And they're biting.
Right?
That's the good news, too,
yeah.
Right? Hey, phones are packing up. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to Ron, win a trip on the San Diego, 213-432-1090. Let's jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. How about Doug, a good friend from Montebello? Good morning, Doug.
Yeah, hi. I was wondering about Vessel Assist. Would they be able to come and help you in case you start sinking or you get too tired of paddling yourself back in the shore?
That's an interesting question. It is, but Ron, how many times, I've seen it at least a handful of times, where guys have ended up with an east wind off La Jolla much, much further than they ever thought they would.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a wild one. That's a good question.
So,
come and get me.
Right?
So that's an interesting question. We'd have to ask the local Vessel Assist guy.
Yeah.
But I know as a member of Vessel Assist, it covers all your vessels. Is a kayak still considered a vessel?
Hmm. You don't register them.
No, but I mean, I wonder if they cover that.
Yeah, I think it would be.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, if you were in a dinghy, they would cover you, right? Why not? I mean,
I guess. Maybe, yeah. That's a good question, though, Doug. You'd have to call the vessel system.
But what a great question. So now, how do you tell them where you are? Well, your phone's got GPS.
Yeah.
So that's a.
It's like I'm out here in a kayak somewhere, and by the time they get there, maybe you're like another 20 miles away if the wind's really blowing.
But you know what? You know, like just like we're planning our trip, our next trip, Pete. What did you do? You went and looked at Wendy.
Wendy, yeah.
And you got to know before you go.
Yeah.
You know, is there a Santa Ana coming up?
Right.
Is it on the edge? Well, maybe I won't go out to that, you know, 2 miles out rock that I want to fish rockfish on. Maybe I'll hang closer. But I think it's, you know, when you go out in the big pool, I think it's up to you to look out for your safety.
Very good point.
And if you're, you know, I know Harry Walker, he added a Bixby motor to his so that he could get in.
Get back.
You know, because he's 82. I mean, and that's smart. Harry's a waterman.
So what is that? Describe that Bixby motor. Is that an accessory you can put on pretty much any kayak?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And stand-up paddle boards put them on. Yeah, it's a really inexpensive little electric motor that, you know, can get you out of trouble. That's the one occasion I think that putting motors on kayaks is good. You know, normally I talk about kayaks as a great way to disguise your exercise. You're out there fishing, having a ball, exploring, but if you bite off more than you can chew, maybe it's time to,
you know, make it home.
Yeah. And I think that's a really great question. We should ask Vessel Assist in case you mess up. But
they'd come and get you if you're a
member. But I think you can make it safer by just, you know, checking with those phone apps.
Yeah, just Wendy. Watch Wendy, Buoy Weather, all this. Yeah. I mean, Wendy is probably the easiest and it's free. And that's kind of the one I follow pretty much. And then I back it up with Buoy Weather, which is a subscription service. I think $79 a year, $89 a year, something like that. And so that'll give you kind of the general model of the swell model. So you also need to be aware not only of the wind, but also the swell, too. So if you see, you know, five to seven knots of wind, but it's, you know, it's 4 feet at 8 seconds, that's
bumpy.
That's bumpy. Yeah. If you see 5 to 8 knots of wind and it's 4 feet at 18 seconds, oh, yeah.
That's a
good one. Yeah, for sure. So you got to kind of watch all that stuff.
Know before you go.
You know before you go, definitely. Doug, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You have a good text there?
Yeah, I do, but I'm just laughing because Ron always has all these cool sayings.
Yeah.
What was that one?
Well, you got to know before you go.
Know before you go. What's the other one? The slow is pro?
Slow. I love pro. Slow. That, I got that from Jared. Jared heard that somewhere.
And it's so true.
Here's a young guy telling me, you know, hey, slow is pro. And he says it on the boat, so guys, don't break a rod. Don't trip over something, you know.
In other words, take a deep breath, slow down.
Yeah. Pete tells me that all the time. Ron, breathe through your nose.
That's my Spanish teacher when I was in, like, eighth grade used to say that. Breathe through your nose.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I wasn't breathing through my nose when that spool was just about a gun.
Right. For sure. All right, a good one for sure. So I do have a good text here, and it comes from Dave. Dave from Anaheim, and he says, my question is, does a 360 drive fit into a boat with a 180 drive?
No.
It doesn't?
No, it's a special
boat.
Not. Yeah, it has a special handle, a belt drive. They don't. And right now, they're only offered in the Pro Angler 12 and the Pro Angler 14.
So if somebody wanted to upgrade...
They can't add it. It's real easy. You just come down to the store, trade your boat in, we'll get you a brand new one.
You do take trade-ins.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Yeah. So that's Pro Angler 12 and 14.
That's right.
So you can't put one in a Marotte, in a Outback.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so what is the difference between a Mirage Drive 360 and a one drive and a 180?
Okay, so we were in the 180s, and you saw how good that reverse worked.
Yeah. So you just pull a knob, and you can go backwards.
That's right.
And then pull the other knob, and you go forward.
That's right. And it's so really easy. Fast, really easy. Now, the 360 is... that drive spins.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're pedaling, your thrust is pushing you sideways, at a diagonal, backwards. So you have a handle that you can literally point to where you want to go.
Oh.
And it's amazing. You don't even need to use the rudder.
Yeah.
The rudder, you know, helps you turn tighter when in combination with the 360. But it's just a phenomenal ride. The first time I went in it, I didn't even go fishing. I got carried away just making it go in all different directions.
I know.
Hey,
I watched
me parallel park this thing.
I jumped in one at Fastlane and tried it. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so where is that applicable? Where does that really shine? those tournament guys in structure areas
uh-huh.
can get at the angle they want to be. They sure. can move around.
And especially like it's kayaks are big in freshwater tournaments too, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's growing like crazy.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest growing things in the fishing industry is kayak fishing tournaments.
Yeah.
All around the country. It's pretty
impressive.
Interesting. Yeah, the guys local guys are having a tournament for Toys for Tots coming up I believe it's early December.
How cool is that?
Oh
cool.
Yeah, they just have
if somebody's listening to this and hasn't tried the pedal drive and all everything we're talking about, you have kayaks like on the water for trials, right? I mean,
well,
if somebody wanted to come down and
we did demos for years,
yeah,
you know, of all the models. With COVID, it was very hard.
Difficult,
and,
yeah.
And our demo fleet now has been decimated because of, you know, just
sales.
Yeah,
we yeah.
sold everything we could right. get our hands on, but we can and we are going to initiate demo days.
Again, now that you're getting better inventory,
yeah, we're getting like better that. Inventory. And
I think it's really an important thing because people need to. See, oh my gosh, this is like so much better than what I have.
That's why
right?
I bring it up because, yeah. I mean, there's got to be people listening that have older kayaks like I have. And
well, once you try one of the new ones, I got to warn you.
Well, don't yeah. warn them. Let them come try it because I don't
I
gotta know
warn
you're
you.
Doing.
If you're really looking and
yeah.
you try a Hobie,
you will never, ever.
It's pretty funny. I mean, yeah. I it sounds a little arrogant to say something like that, but. It's so obvious to us because we spend the time in the boats and we see what the other guys are doing and we've traded those other boats in and we've used them. And it's amazing how good the Hobie is. I wouldn't, before you buy anything else, you got to try one.
Yeah.
And if you can't afford a brand new one, man, we've got used ones, we've got trade-in models.
Yeah.
There's always a way to figure that out.
For sure.
Guys are always wanting to do just what you said. I want that 360. So they trade in their Outback or their Pro Angler doesn't have
which is,
it.
Which is still in 99% shape, right?
Oh, how do you hurt a kayak?
You really can't.
It's like Tupperware.
Yeah, yeah. For sure. Hey, let's jump into those phones. 213-432-1090 open right now. You want to get through. It's been a busy morning. You want
it
to get
has,
through. It's
Pete.
Your chance right now.
And it's so cool. We're giving away a full-day trip on the San Diego out of Seaforth. So either texting the show via the app or giving us a shout. And Dave from Anza wants to talk to Ron. Have fun this morning.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. Say, Ron, I've got a kayak question for you there. You and I are both the same age, and I know we both stay really active. I still do high elevation mountain climbs and all that. If I wanted to buy a kayak strictly for a cardio workout, both an upper body, lower body, which one would you recommend to me?
The Outback. The Outback's just the most all-around kayak I've ever seen. And that one is the... You know, you can do any kind of adventure on it. Take a lot of gear. It's very tackle or just gear, you know, oriented. Now, there is a new boat that I'm really excited about. And it sounds a little bit weird, I know, but it looks like one of the inflatables. It's a very low deck. It's called the Lynx. The boat only, this kayak only weighs 45 pounds.
The Lynx is cool.
Oh, the Link, yeah. I fished it on the mothership trip that one time. And, man, what a great boat. It doesn't have the storage capacity, but, man, it's fast. It has all the features. And it's easy to get on top of a small car, to launch, to move around, to store. It's almost like you're just storing a stand-up paddleboard with a lawn chair on it.
You know, a couple thoughts for you, Dave, because I know you travel a lot in your motorhome and all over the country. The Lynx, I think, would be a great choice if you got a place to maybe store it on the roof or something like that because it's super lightweight.
Low profile.
And a low profile, easy.
Wait, did you say motorhome traveling?
Yeah.
Go with the inflatable.
That was the
next one. You were going there, weren't you?
Yeah, I was going in the inflatable because the new inflatables by Hobie are truly amazing.
They are.
They have
they
the,
took that stand
the
up,
Mirage, right?
They took that stand-up paddleboard technology with the drop stitch inside
right.
that makes them really hard. And the way they form the seams and things, those things are strong, rigid, and now they're light.
Yeah.
And we call it here goes another term, the show up and blow up.
Yeah. Now, was that your term or was that Bart Hall's term?
No, that came from some other,
yeah.
I think it was a stand-up paddleboard.
Okay.
You know,
show up and blow up.
Well, but it's
but,
so true.
But what's so amazing about those inflatables is it's a full-on Mirage Drive kayak that works really well, very, very stable, right?
And very nimble.
And nimble, yeah.
Yeah, and that blow-up period of, you know, when you show up to blow up,
yeah,
that's 4 to 5 minutes max.
And what do you – so there's a 9 and 11, right?
9, 11, a tandem 14, and we got the new Fiesta, which is a four-banger.
Yeah. So if Dave was looking for a workout and a good all-versatile, would you go with the 9 or you go with the 14?
I would go with the 9.
The 9.
The small package. You can just show up at the airlines, check it in
and
luggage.
50 pounds, right?
It's under, it can be under 50 pounds if you pack it right.
Yeah. Like I was thinking, you know, flying up to Nevada and go take one of those on Pyramid, right? Go catch those giant Lahontans. We got to do that.
We got to do that.
Yeah.
We'll take Jimmy with us.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway,
by the way, happy birthday, Jimmy.
If you're awake.
Yeah, he's not awake. No, not after last night.
He got destroyed.
It was his 50th birthday. Yeah, Jimmy from Mammoth. Yeah, it was fun. But anyway, Dave, that would be something. But the best thing is to do just go down to Fastlane. Go see Ron, Deb, and the
whole
gang.
Right now I have a Lynx. That's my personal Lynx. And I also have an i9.
Uh-huh.
And to try those two, you'd know right away.
Yeah. Try them both.
But if I was going in a motorhome, like when we go to Mammoth, Debbie and I, we'll throw a couple of them in the back of the van.
Yeah.
They're not in our way.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about them on top of a car.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, you know, it's glassy and you're looking at Twin Lakes. Or,
oh, man.
You know, my goodness, we're out there.
Wherever you are.
Minutes.
Yeah. So cool. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Got a text from Joey here in University City. He said, I'm 16 and I fish from my kayak with my dad and was wondering if you need a special type of net for kayak fishing.
Oh,
well,
good question.
You know, nets are great.
Yeah.
I mean, that way you don't, you know, I like to make it as easy on the fish to get them back in the water so I can catch them next week. So a net is, you know, pretty appropriate piece of equipment.
Well, now, I'm not positive, but I believe if you're targeting halibut, a net is required, right?
Pete, I think legally every boat with a rod and reel on it, if you're out fishing, technically, legally, you're supposed to have a landing net.
Because of halibut.
Well, I don't think it's because of halibut.
What about just a gaff? Because I see a lot of kayaks without landing nets.
I agree. I mean, a landing net, obviously, is a useful tool, like Ron's saying. I mean, you would just it's easier to net and grab them and deal with them, and they're back in their environment within a minute.
Yeah. You know? And we have not really seen a lot of that going on in Mission Bay, but I think it's appropriate.
Yeah.
I
mean, certainly.
You know,
if you want.
And they're making these kayak nets.
Are they?
Yeah, we were just looking into them. And they have a shorter handle.
Okay.
And, so that it's you can do it one handed real well while you're, you know, steering or manipulating your rod around.
All right. And almost like a trout net.
Kinda,
yeah.
Well, and it also has a little attachment that'll put it in the rod holder.
Oh, there
so
you go.
It's that takes up so much space on a kayak that you want to have it be, you know, able to stick right in the side of the tackle box or the bait.
I can tell you from experience, netting a halibut even up to 12 pounds is much easier and safer than it is put a gaff in them.
For sure.
Once you put a gaff in them, they're under control for who knows how long. They're a lit firecracker, literally. So
they'll chase you out of your kayak.
At some point, they're going to go nuts, you know. But in a net, they're so easy to handle.
For sure.
Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. All this fun talking Hobie and talking fishing. We're going to be right back on more from Ron from Hobie and return on the Let's Talk Hookup app to Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say a Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next
next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and having so much fun with Ron in here. And we're giving away a full-day trip on to San Diego, man. That's pretty cool, right out of Seaforth. So if you want to give us a call, 213-432-1090.
JP's standing by right now, ready to take your calls. And, hey, I want to remind you, too, be sure to check out the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. A couple new things. There's an article on our six-day Shogun trip that I wrote with a picture of Ron and his big fish and a lot of other big fish in there. Lots of good stuff. Cheers, nice.
Oh, yeah, he got a good one.
100-pounder on 40-pound.
Oh, 100-pounder
on 40-pound.
Wow. Yeah. He went around the boat a few times.
Oh, yeah, he went around. But lots of good stuff and just yellowtail galore. But it's good, good story about our Shogun six-day trip. It's on our website, letstalkhookup.com. And then also on our website is Chef Jeff's latest creation on the website. You have to check that out. Some amazing stuff that Chef Jeff has been putting together for our listeners with beautiful pictures and easy-to-do recipes with local flavor.
How cool is that?
What you can do. Now, we're also put all this stuff in our newsletter, too, that Bill Varney puts together. And you subscribe. If you're not a subscriber, we don't spam. We don't sell our list. We just send it to you every other week. That's it. That's all you're going to get from us is every other week a newsletter with useful information on what's going on the show, as well as Chef Jeff's recipes and stories and different things. So just check it all out at letstalkhookup.com, or you can just go to the Let's Talk Hookup app and click on website, and that'll take you right there.
Pretty easy.
Yeah. Super well, let's easy. Find out what's biting.
I know. I think we got Brian Woolley on hold here, and I have to let you know, man, about Summit Gasoline. It's just the low, low gas prices for your car, truck, and trailer. Only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. If you haven't visited this place yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. You can get your California fishing licenses 24 hours a day, along with your beer, soda, snacks, and unbelievable 100 pounds of free ice when you purchase 35 gallons. It's just an incredible deal. It's easy in and out with your boat trailer. You got to step in and say hello to Manager Martha and the friendly staff. And it's just such a cool thing. The cool music playing. It's always like 50s style music.
And
it's kind of cool.
The prices are so much lower than everywhere else.
Like way lower.
Yeah,
seriously.
Way lower.
Yeah. Like without a question.
Yeah.
Summit Gasoline.
Yeah.
Sports Arena.
Right at the San Diego Sports Arena between the 8th Freeway and Rosecrans. I mean,
it's
whether you're going to Launtrap, whether you're going to.
That's pretty smart to give away ice. You always want ice. My goodness. You're
Ron,
taking your boat.
100 pounds. Yeah. And even if you just fill up, I mean, Martha will give you some ice too. Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
I have yet to see any other gas station in my life that will give you anything
for free
other than a grocery store reward.
Yeah. And I don't know that you heard Mike Lum yesterday talking about the big Rollo grand raffle that started yesterday at Tackle Day. So one of the prizes is $2,000 worth of gas at Summit Gasoline and all the ice you can carry while you use that $2,000.
It's crazy because they're giving you a very low price. They're not overcharging you. They give you 100 pounds of ice.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
For sure. Hey, Captain Brian Willie, what's going on?
Good morning, Willie.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great.
Hey,
man, what a beautiful day, huh?
Oh, gorgeous out here, man. Not a cloud in the sky. Just, hey, that last question about the net on a boat.
Yes.
You know, Corey is right. You are required to have that.
Okay.
28.65D in the gear restrictions reg is what talks about that net. So,
Is there a size limit to the net, Brian?
It has to be 18 inches. The opening has to be 18 inches.
Okay.
Yep.
There it is.
It doesn't have a handle length, but the 18 inches on the inside there.
Have you ever seen anybody get a ticket for it?
No, but you know how that goes, right?
Yeah.
You got the wardens that are spirit of the law and letter of the law, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, those guys have no sense of humor.
Some of them do.
Not totally.
Yeah.
Some of them are cool guys.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. Anyway, just thought I'd throw that out there.
No, that's important information. Thank you.
Yeah, no sweat. So, you know, a little wind, a little weather this week didn't really put a big damper on things for us. You know, of course, the water temp took a little bit of a hit, but like our half-day guys right now, we're still catching that bass and the bonito. Just, you know, classic fall half-day fishing. Some fish on the sinkers, like the sheephead and the whitefish. Some guys throwing the swim bait, you know, with like a lighter head, 3/8 ounce, kind of rolling it mid-water, catching some bass that way. You know, just pretty consistent for where you think you'd be half-day fishing in November. You know, some guys on the bottom with heavier sinkers catching stuff. Just, you know, across the board stuff there was catching fish. Three-quarter day right now, we're on that shallow water rockfish program. Some nice fish on the live baits, fished up off the bottom in the water column. But the hot ticket this week, man, that current sniper, 80 to 100 gram, and like that green color or that Katy Perry color was just getting bit. Guys fishing that 10, 15, 20 cranks off the bottom, catching grouper and the reds. And the guys that kind of stuck with it throughout the day had no problem catching a 10 fish limit of that mixed rockfish. So put that out there for guys fishing this week. And then over at Clemente, the Fury, you know, he had more good action on the bottom fish, kind of transitioned. Marcus said he didn't see much sign of game fish this week when he was over there. They were catching some whitefish, sheephead, rockfish. But he did, you know, have some bluefin in his counts at the beginning of the week. He had a day and a half he was out there, but the weather had him at the dock for a few days. And, you know, I believe his whole overnight schedule is done for this season. I'm not exactly sure. I know we're planning on heading out tonight on our crew trip tonight. Dana Wharf guy's going to hop on there and go out tonight. So we'll see. Maybe we'll get a shot at some of that bluefin off island, weather permitting, of course. And then one last deal here. You know, we got a cool promo going on Veterans Day this coming Friday. If you pay for a full fare half day or a three-quarter day, you can bring a veteran family member or a friend, and they'll get the fish for free with us on half day or three quarter day on Friday.
Super
so
nice.
You,
yeah, super cool, Brian.
That's
so
really a great
fun deal. You can book that online. You can call our office. They can help you take the reservation there as well. But, you know, there's always something fun to do veteran related. So if you guys want to take a family member or someone out, certainly jump on that. You can half day fish or three quarter day fish with us on Friday. So our number here, 949-496-5794. Or you can check us out on the web, too, at danawharf.com.
That's good stuff for sure, man. Always great hearing from you, Brian, and all that cool stuff. And just such a cool landing and family-oriented and always willing to share and bringing people out, whether it's youth or veterans or whatever. It's awesome.
For sure. All right. Good for you, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for the time.
Thanks
See ya.
For the info, too.
Yeah, it's good stuff for sure. Hey, and from that all the way to the surf and our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Doing very good, man. Oh, just excited to hear your report, and I know little bit of weather, but man, things do switch around quickly this time of the year, and some good surf fishing maybe.
Yeah, well, we're kind of in the transition, but there's some signs of what might be around the corner. You know, the guys are still seeing a little bit of Corbina, and that's what's frustrating right now is there's still water temps in the mid and lower 60s, which is plenty for the Corbina, and they're seeing them. There's still sand crabs, but boy, just a streaky off-color water, and it's just been a source of frustration. Normally, you know, you get these Santa Ana winds in October, November, and boy, those will clean things up real quick, and we just haven't had anything like that. It's just kind of a funky deal we got now. But, you know, as surf fishermen do, they keep going, and some guys still finding some catches. Hook, line, sinker reported lots of off-color water finally landed up there. Slowed the bite on most of the beaches, but the best bet is still out west from Elwood working out west. Still some better class halibut there. And, you know, I was talking about looking to the future, and I think this is things you want to concentrate on. Plenty of 30-inch class fish, cool water, those soft jerk baits, flukes are fishing well, and then some short and just legal white sea bass also in the catch. And the sea bass were showing, especially on this full moon, they're seeing a lot of shorts, but seeing more short and legal fish. Wiley's reported a legal white sea bass taken off the old chart house. The fish measured 36 inches and took a whole squid, fished on a 2-ounce pyramid sinker and a dropper loop rig. A few calico bass catches were also reported off Latigo on squid. That's, you know, kind of the winter bite where you're fishing the bottom and those things come up. And sometimes you get a nice one that way. Big Fish reported cleaner water and a good spot fin bite near the Huntington Pier in and around L.A. Harbor. Still a little streaky water, shoreline drive, developing a little bit with some smaller halibut. But that spot fin bite was pretty good near the pier. 2 to 3 pound fish taking mussel on the strong full moon tides. And I believe the water temp's like 64 there. 4-pound, 2-ounce fish was the top catch in the gentleman's bucket. Ketchum reported poor conditions, few catches. Hogan struggled. The best bet there was some white sea bass taken off Cotton's Point. Mostly shorts, but that's a good sign that those fish are coming in on the beach as we cool off. And they also had a smattering of bonita off the pier. Pacific Coast reported the same, lots of streaky water. The best bet was probably the last of the bonita off the pier. We'll have to see if it survives the storm. But there is bait shallow, and we are seeing some better grade halibut and some white sea bass moving shallow. So I would focus on that, you know, on the backside of this weather. We'll just see what happens after we shuffle the deck.
Yeah, sounds good. A great way to lay it out for sure, Gundy.
Yeah, for sure. Well, sure appreciate your reports, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, gentlemen. Yeah, you got to wear some warmer clothes now when you go down to the beach.
Yeah, we learned that yesterday, right? Jeff Flowers.
Yee-hole.
Sport Fishing is on the line. Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got all three of my heroes on the show today. What a great show to listen to.
Well, you're our hero because you just got back from Cedros, man.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, there were spots that were open. So, anyhow, we just got back. Fishing was a little slower. The breeze kicked up, and current was actually coming around the east side of the island, which was a little unusual. So it kind of mixed it up a little bit. But we were able to scratch out our limits. And, I got to tell you, what a great, great fish. I got a fish with Greg Cagle, got his personal best, just under 40 pounds. And there were fish like that everywhere. But you had to work at it. So still great fishing, though. Although the lodge is now closed for the season, but, you know, still some good stories. The trip that just got back yesterday, we had a gentleman down there, Tom, who got his personal best halibut and his second personal best halibut, I think his third best halibut.
Wow.
So, a couple of them were pushing 40 pounds. So, neat thing, too, while we were down there is the pelagics did show up, and I'll be honest with you, I've never caught Dorado less than a mile off the beach. That was pretty cool. So if you're thinking about going for next year, Rosie's making some changes on the schedule. I think she's condensing a few things. So if you're thinking, stop thinking and start doing, give her a call and make sure you get on that list. Both lodges are going to be booked up again this year. So,
oh yeah,
break out the wallet and go enjoy some great fishing.
Get on.
Hey, I want to give another. Yeah, I want to give a plug to Jim and Mary out at Poway Valley. As you know, Pete, I just bought that new truck, that new Ford F-150.
Yes.
And driving down the freeway, big semi decided to blow out two of his tires on his rig.
No.
And I was behind it, unfortunately. So the truck's getting fixed. They're taking care of it. Great people down there. So if you have any issues and you're in the fishing industry, you like fishing, go and see Jim and Mary. They'll definitely take care of you.
Oh, yeah. Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Construction, they always take care of our listeners. They are the best. They're the nicest people, and they give you a great deal and handle all the insurance, the whole thing there. Good plug there, and good thing for Cedros. Give our best to Rosie, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Yeah, we'll do. And to give Rosie a call, make sure you get a hold of her. You can reach her on her cell phone at 619-772-7570. She's taking reservations. She'd be happy to take your money.
Get on it.
Yeah, you got to get on it for next year for sure, Jeff. Thank you. And I want to remind you, the CCA 2023 calendars out now or being printed right now.
Right,
it's going to be out this week, like if not right now. And you can get that. It's got all the important fishing dates. It's got all the cool photos. I know I've seen you and Rick, and just some really neat photos in there. Wes down there with all those cool big fish out of the surf, man. It's super cool. I live by it. It's definitely one you want to get. It's got all the tide charts, everything you need. You can get it at surffishtackle.com. Bill Varney puts together a really cool thing, or you can get it all at your Turner's Outdoorsman's or your local tackle store. And, hey, listen, we're going to be right back. More from Ron and Hobie and learn some more and all this cool fishing. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopritch. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality snook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality. All included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
When I get back to the dock from a fishing trip, I need to get caught up. And your San Diego County Ford dealers have a perfect solution. The Ford F-150 truck with an available interior work surface to put your laptop, paperwork, and more. This is just one of the many useful features Ford has built into this amazing truck. Get behind the wheel of a Ford F-150 truck with an available interior work surface. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer to learn more. They'll be glad to hook you up.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the vehicles of the future for everyone. Command the road with built Ford Tough trucks. Gear up and head out in a Ford SUV. Or check out Ford's adventurous new lineup like Bronco, Bronco Sport, and Maverick. Order your perfect truck or SUV built for you by you. Or get big cash back, low APR, and exclusive lease offers at your local Ford stores. Where the future is for everyone.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslanderSportFishing.com.